This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2241. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 2nd, Afro-Eurasia, Algeria, Belize, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Cuba, Ethiopia, Germany, Indonesia, Korea South, Kuwait, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Norway, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Slovakia, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Fish Meter, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. First filed under Afro-Eurasia, a list of current long-wave radio broadcasters on the air in the tri-continent area from Radiorama in Italy via Rusty X. On 153 kHz, there's Romania with 200 kilowatts and Algeria with 2,000. On 162, France with 800, although it's just for time signals. On 164, Mongolia, 250 kilowatts. 171, Morocco, 1,600. 189, Iceland with 300 kilowatts. On 198, BBC Radio 4 for a bit longer, up to 500 kW. 209, Mongolia, 40 kilowatts. 225, Poland, 1,000 or 700 kilowatts. And 252, Algeria, with 1,500 or 750. Regarding an English language segment from Ifriqiya FM Algeria on shortwave, we mentioned last week, on 17600 about 0635 UT. I heard it once more on April 26, as did Manuel Mendes, roughly between 0648 and 0657. He had it parallel to 15160. I've not been able to get any signal every night, but when I have been able to hear it, there was no English through April 30th. It seems their scheduling is rather flexible, if not erratic. However, here's another chance. From Denmark, Stig Hartvig Nielsen reports on April 30th, Ifriqiya FM from Algeria has been heard in English for several days at 18 to 1810 UT on 15160 and 17600 with great reception. If you'll settle for IDs in English rather than actual programming, this report from Doug White, KA5ETS, in Carrboro, North Carolina. I've been enjoying music from Ifriqiya FM, as I often do. Most of the talk was in French, but I heard a brief station ID around 0100 UT in several languages, including English, and another English announcement around 0114, covering modes where Ifriqiya FM is available, including via satellite. A longer station ID at 0200 in multiple languages, including English, and programming continued in Arabic. A good signal and mostly armchair coffee in central North Carolina. There are no short or medium-wave broadcasts to be heard from Belize, but there is a ham beacon on 28258 CW, as Arthur Peterson and I have heard, such as on May 1st at 2308. The ID is V31HQ/B. It's the radio club of Belize in Belmopan. JRX in Brazil reports a pirate in Brazil on 9370, April 29th at 2010. It's apparently from his Paraíba state, a free station with a variety of original songs and an ID as Radio Frankenstein. No shortwave out of Burkina Faso, but Mike Cooper sends two press reports from AFP and France 24. April 26th. Burkina Faso has suspended the BBC and VOA from broadcasting after they aired a rights report accusing the army of attacks on civilians in its battle against jihadists. They're the latest international media organizations targeted since Captain Ibrahim Traoré seized power in a September 2022 coup. They've been suspended for 2 weeks. A follow-up report on April 29th says VF has suspended several international news organizations, some of them indefinitely. Among those named are the French newspaper Le Monde, British publication The Guardian, German broadcaster Deutsche Welle, and French broadcaster TV5 Monde. I say, what a revolting development. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. In the IRCA list, Mark Connolly in Massachusetts reports something strange around 890 kilohertz. There's a tone, that is, carriers on both 889 and 891 interfering with 890 stations. He's pretty sure it's coming from Radio Progreso in Cuba on 890. in Michigan, Don Hosmer, complains that the tones interfere with his listening to nearby WLS in Chicago. This may or may not relate to the subaudible heterodyne I hear on 891 against Algeria. That is another carrier almost on the same 891 frequency. Greg Hardison says, I've seen and heard waterfall displays on remotes in Georgia and Louisiana. Strength of the tones is consistent with the main CUBA transmitter on 890. For shortwave, as always over the past week, I've logged multiple snafus from CUBA. For example, on 6000, April 27th at 2335. Narration in English and Chinese music. They must have been putting on a Chinese relay where they're not supposed to, instead of the TV program from CUBA, Mesa Redonda, during that hour. And then the next hour, after midnight UT, April 28th, 6000, at midnight 44, had equal mixing of Spanish and English. The Spanish mentioned China, so that may have been originating from CRI. Andre Strydenberg in South Africa has an NID on 15215, May 1st at 1754, not listed anywhere. Quickly identified by Mauno Ritla, consulting his WRTH web app as Voice of Fano to Ethiopia via Isudun, France. Not clear whether Fano is spelled F-A-N-O or F-A-N-N-O. The listing shows it's at 1730 to 18 UT on Wednesdays and Saturdays only on 15215. Roger in Germany found more info about this. The word Fano is loosely translated as Freedom Fighter. This is from their own website, voiceoffano.com. It's the name of the Amhara youth who are protesting against ethnic massacres happening to Amhara in Wadi. This from Texas Radio Shortwave. On Sunday, May 5th, Channel 292 in Germany will broadcast TRSW's monthly program at 10 UT on 9670 and at 21 on 3955. These schedule changes based on test transmissions in mid-April. TRSW welcomes detailed reception reports at texasradioshortwave@protonmail.com, including from listeners using remote SDRs. On Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on his direct reception of Voice of Indonesia in English via the Palangkaraya transmitter on 3325. April 30th was another day with fairly readable reception. Highlights of the English segment included at 1316, Today in History, 1329, Indonesian Wonders, 1337, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Is the Channel 1 English program, not the same one, relayed at another time by WRMI. Ron also hears the only other still active Indonesian shortwave station, RRI Nabiri, on 7289.93. On April 25th, from 0810 until off at 0903, with talk and not easy listening songs. On April 28th, from 0810 until off at 0819, with easy listening songs. Closing time varies a great deal from day to day. On April 29th, it was on from 0810 until off at 0907. Mostly easy old songs, but with an Islamic segment and Middle Eastern Islamic-influenced music starting at 0853. April 28th at 1453, I had a weak signal off frequency, 15474.8. Askew like that, I bet the site is Tashkent, Uzbekistan. Yes, it's listed as Japanese until 15 UT, but what station? Furusato no Kaze, according to Ivy and Aoki, that is about North Korean abductions. It could be a problem for LRA 36 Antarctica, but it's not likely to be broadcasting before 1500. From South to North Korea, Ron Howard also reports Voice of Freedom back on alternate frequency 6045 after 1110 UT on April 29th and 30th instead of 5920 where the North Korean super jamming remained. Whereas it was anomalous on 6045, a good level open carrier from Voice of Freedom, but no audio. And another one, National Unity Radio, from South to North Korea, but broadcasting via Taiwan on 7340. Heard Thursday, May 2nd at 1238 with a very brief English language lesson, mostly in Korean, about the quotation, "Fear not those who argue, but those who dodge." There was moderate North Korean jamming underneath. This segment is weekdays only. The quotation is an aphorism from Austrian writer Marie von Ebner-Eschenbach. Another from South Korea reported by Ron Howard on 5855.6. Good in USB, very weak in LSB, okay in AM. It's HLL2 in Seoul, meteorological radio. Heard April 30th from 1305 until 1312 in English, with weather conditions at various observatory locations in Asia. Here's a sample.
AMA announced at 9 p.m. April 30th, 2024. Current weather officially. Bend Myong Island Observatory, northwest wind direction, wind speed 5.0 meters per second, air pressure 1,009 hectopascals, and temperature is 11.7 Celsius.
Many U.S. AGM broadcasts via Kuwait can be heard, but Radio Kuwait itself is hardly heard at all on shortwave anymore. However, here is a frequency which appears to be active. 15540. The NASA flash sheet, Tony Pavic in D.C. reports Radio Kuwait, April 26th in Urdu, between 1600 and 1630. Listed as in DRM, but definitely in AM. Remotes in Europe are also picking up a signal. Went back to his own receiver and narrowed down the frequency to 15539.7. Arthur Posner then was also hearing it on that exact frequency via remote in India. Andre Strydenberg in South Africa says, I also picked it up 27 April at 1652, definitely AM, not DRM. A song, a sign-off, it mentioned Bangladesh, military-style jingle, and a language switch to Arabic, but the transmission ended abruptly at 17 UT. And Walt Somov in BC replies, I used to get Kuwait on that frequency, supposed to be DRM. At least 50% of the time they were not DRM, but straight AM. I haven't seen or heard Kuwait for quite some time, perhaps a year or two, so it's nice to see them back. International DX Digest of the National Radio Club, Mike Jeziorski in Juriquilla, Querétaro, Mexico, reports on a couple of new Mexican stations. On 780, XETMEP, Arre en Acústica in Tampico, March 29th at 0714. And on 1250, XEVREP, the same ID in Veracruz. He adds both are apparently new to the air, both with vague details of Arre en Acústica programming. That's spelled A-R-R-E-E-N-A-C-U-S-T-I, capital K, with an accent on the U. This is a disastrously managed network of Mexican stations. The only semi-reliable outlet is 1150, XCJP in Mexico City, which had been off the air for over a year. The top-of-the-hour network ID mentions it, as well as 1120 in Guadalajara, which is silent, 600 in Monterrey, which has been replaced by 630, but no others. About a dozen construction permits for the network have been approved, all six-letter calls ending with EP. Maybe three or four are on the air relaying dull XCJP programming and constant solicitations for advertisers. Most commercial Mexican stations are currently running constant political ads for the national elections in early June. After that content stream and community obligation ends, who knows how many will go dark. Following up last week's report about Myanmar, Sarat Virakun in Sri Lanka reports via BCDX. Tazin Radio, operated by the military, was silent for a few days, from April 17th to 23rd, but resumed broadcasting, heard April 26th on 6165 in the mornings, 9590 afternoons, 7345 for evening broadcasts. The Netherlands now has a number of low-power authorized shortwave stations, but this one I think is still a pirate. At least that gives it some frequency flexibility. Free Radio Service Holland. Operating quite openly, we had this news from them before, April 28th, about an upcoming broadcast, the first one after a 133-day break. Too late now, but for what it's worth, it was planned to be from 1452 until 1930 UT. On 5940, somewhere around 9300, and 7700 or maybe 7405 alternative. But on Sunday, May 5th, they will be testing on 13865, two different one-hour times at 08, and again at 16 UT. Also from the Netherlands, Radio Delta had a new frequency, 6170, for Sunday, April 28th at 18 UT. As heard by Manuel Mendez in Spain, they plan to be on until 2200. Don't you believe the time signals on Radio New Zealand? I just synchronized my watch with WWVH. Then at 0400 UT, April 29th, 17675 time signal came over at 1 second late. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantichertz, World of Radio 2241. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Dan Sheedy, who says, thanks for all the DX info. you and the WOR crew provide. Cheers from the beach at Encinitas, California. He sent it to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, too. WORADIO@yahoo.com. It's notable that two regular North American pirates have been missing lately. 7475, Station YHWH. Rick Barton, Arizona, will surely catch it if it's back on. His last report was March 22nd at 0245 to 0403. I had heard it on the surprise daytime frequency 15409.981, March 4th at 1652. And the other one is Hikari FM, which may be in Sonora, 11514.9, a distinctive off-frequency. Again, not being heard, Rick Barton was having it almost every day or night from March 14th to 22nd. My last log was on the 22nd at 1706 past 1857. If anyone else hears them again, be sure to let us know. In Shortwave Bulletin, this from columnist RFK. Over the years, I've been very much involved in broadcasting. Each week, I produce a program called The Ronnie B. Good Show. Running for decades, can now be heard over Radio Northern Star in Norway on 5895, Wednesdays and Sundays at 18 UT. There's much nostalgia in it, and lots of musical gems you will not have heard before. Reception reports welcome to info@rock.x.se, and will be verified. He says, I'm especially interested in hearing how reception is where you live, not just through usual Kiwi receivers, which everybody seems to use nowadays. Filed under Russia, maybe. Carlos Gonsalves in Portugal reports on 6218.0 USB, presumably a pirate, the Russian song Rossiya, Moya Rossiya, repeated again and again. On three different dates, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd, around 2047 to 2056 UT. That horrible buzz roar continues to be heard on 11935 out of the Riyadh, Saudi Arabia transmitter. But not always. April 28th at 1857, there was clear transmission in Arabic, presumably the Republic of Yemen radio relay, 5 to 20 over S9 into the Dutch remote. But it chopped off the air unexpectedly at 1859. And, rechecking at 1905, it was back on the air but with the buzz roar and nothing else, sounding much louder. It's as if they deliberately changed from one to the other. Something's always wrecked at Riyadh. More to last week's report about threats to the public broadcaster in Slovakia, RTVS, from The Guardian of April 25th, via Mike Cooper. Headline, Slovakian journalists wear black to protest media overhaul. Populist government accused of trying to undermine independent media, with move to replace public broadcaster RTVS. Populist Prime Minister Robert Fico and his allies are undermining media freedom. Lubos Mahoy, the Director General of RTVS, says it's an unjustified change and the internal freedom of RTVS editors will be jeopardized. RTVS is not going to be a state media institution. However, it shall get under direct political influence. Something's always erroneous at MLR concerning the voice of Turkey's English to North America broadcast at 22 UT on 11785. On April 27th, it stayed on the air past 23 UT with some extra German. The English hour was missing on April 28th, but we had one more chance to hear it on the final repeat at 0300 UT on 7275, including the Sunday letterbox on UT Monday. As we mentioned last week, BBC World Service is sometimes left with only one frequency on shortwave anywhere, such as at 22 UT 9440 and at 23 11645, a new one, via the U.S. relay in the Philippines. Stephen Lewis in Houston says, I've checked 11645 at 2300 numerous times via remotes in the general target area with a clean and undisturbed signal. But an hour earlier, 9440 is a mess with bad modulation coming from the Tinong transmitter. The distortion follows the audio and is not present during pauses, so it is not jamming. 11645 powers up a few minutes before 2300, while 9440 is still in use, so separate transmitters for each hour. Audio on 11645 is clean, and it's not a feed issue causing the 9440 problem. USAGM might be relegating BBC WS to the dregs of the Tinong transmitter inventory. I suspect the Southeast Asia beams will be the next BBC shortwave transmissions to be cut. Cooper forwards a story from the Independent UK, inquiry launched into BBC World Service future funding. It's the House of Commons International Development Committee, focusing on BBC's influence as a soft power, and look to establish whether increased government support is needed. BBC has agreed not to close any language services, but this condition is set to be lifted next year. Written submissions to the committee need to be made by May 20th. Mike Cooper also forwards a story from The Spectator of May 4th about the mutilation of BBC Radio 3, which has become little more than a Spotify playlist interrupted by disc jockey burbling, according to this article. Of course, Radio 3 was originally a highbrow classical music channel. For example, the latest butchering of schedules, makes matters worse because Radio 3 is cynically moving its self-confidently highbrow output, Composer of the Week, as well as Record Review, to the cheap seats. It has allocated its front row to Friday night as Music Night, reducing the serious presentation of classical music. Michael in the UK says music in the widest sense is now increasingly intruding into Radio 4. Quo vadis, BBC? As first reported here a few weeks ago, Radio Marti suddenly started broadcasting in Spanish toward Ukraine. That's for, actually, Cuban mercenaries for Russia fighting in Ukraine, with a daily four-hour broadcast. On April 28th, Sunday, I noticed that the frequency had shifted from 17865 to 17870 for the 13 to 17 UT weekend broadcast. When I checked for the weekday transmission on 17690 between 17 and 21 UT, it was missing, and also missing on May 1st. I surveyed all the higher bands for possible replacement frequencies, but none were found. So the service has been canceled for now, but who knows, it might be resumed. I wonder if they got zero listener response. I'm on a Marti Noticias mailing list, and I never saw any reference to this secret service. If you have a clock, depending on synchronous time signals from WWVB on 60 kHz, it may not be keeping proper time because its power has been reduced. Stephen Luce says, maybe he's quoting something, WWVB broadcasts are used by millions of people throughout North America to synchronize consumer electronic products like wall clocks, clock radios, and wristwatches. And WWVB may be used in other consumer timekeeping applications, such as appliances, cameras, and irrigation controllers, as well as in high-level applications such as accurate time synchronization. Ricky Long found a notice about this on their website. Since April 7th, one of its antennas has been disabled as a result of damage from wind gusts in excess of 90 miles per hour. And an announcement about this has been airing every hour at 10 past on WWV.
Zero hours, 10 minutes. Coordinated Universal Time.
Your attention, please. This radio station, WWVB, 60 kHz, is now operating at reduced power. On April 7, 2024, high winds damaged one of the WWVB antennas, and the broadcast is now being carried on a single antenna at 30 kilowatts radiated power, down from 70 kilowatts normally. The signal will operate at reduced power indefinitely. For more information, go to the WWVB webpage at tf.news.gov.
Armed Forces Day this year, strangely enough, is Saturday, May 11th. That's when there will be Armed Forces Day cross-band tests, allowing military stations to contact hams operating within the ham bands. You will find complete details about all the stations involved, times, and frequencies. www.dodmars.org. Concerning World of Radio airings on WRMI, the UT Tuesday 0330 on 7780 was missing for a few weeks, but it was back as of April 30th, so I guess we now have it on the schedule as irregular. Many thanks to Tim Gaynor, who had been carrying World of Radio on his unique radio station in New South Wales while it was on shortwave, and even after shortwave was suspended on webcasts. We were on Wednesdays at 12 to 13 UT with the current and the previous episode. but as of April 27th, I see on their website, currently off the air except for Gen Live. Not even webcasting. The program schedule is now entirely blank. Yes, Gen's special programs are being routed still through webcasting of Unique Radio, such as calling all radio nuts. Perhaps once a week I notice dead air from WWCR number 34840 late at night when they're supposedly carrying Tombs, the Overcomer Ministry Brother Scare. This was the case April 30th at 0703, 50 over S9 of dead air. But there are carrier peaks at various spots just above and below. It must be quite a sight on a visible display. This seems to correlate with Tombs, but now it happens without even any audible program modulation. I measured them. They were unstable, coming and going and jumping around, as if they're influenced by the modulation which is lacking. At this time, they were on 4832.4, 4833.23, 4834.46, 4834.92, 4843.70, 4844.71, and 4845.19. Something's numerous at Nashville. Henry Mensch, N6HCM, forwards a story from the New York Times about Inside the Crisis at National Public Radio. It's dated April 24th. You may want to look it up. Last week, Ron Howard noted that Radio Vanuatu 7260 on April 24th was broadcasting dead air from 0701 past 0925 UT. But it was back to normal by the 25th. His further logs from 0700 with news and sports in Bislama. Also on April 27th from 1040 until off at 1105 with the usual closing segment of preaching in Bislama and religious songs. Off after the national anthem, which we heard. On April 28th at 0711, ending the news, sports, and weather. And a long PSA regarding natural disasters at 0715. Via stwilling.com and Dan Robinson. Sad news that MFJ Enterprises is ceasing production in Starkville, Mississippi. A message from Martin F. Jew. MFJ, he spells it J-U-E. Basically, business has never recovered since COVID, and at age 80, he is ready to retire. Ceasing production in Starkville on May 17, 2024. However, he says we are going to continue to sell MFJ products past May 17th. We have a lot of stock on hand, and will continue to offer repair service work for out-of-warranty and in-warranty units for the foreseeable future. Some discussion in the World of Radio group about transmissions and reception on 69 kHz. It soon became apparent this is not a radio frequency, but a sonic or acoustic frequency. John Hudak found some info about a receiver for this, the Innovacy VR2W, an acoustic monitoring receiver. Via Terry Kruger, it seems that Innovacy is producing a tiny chip which can be inserted into a fish, so it's the world's smallest 69 kHz fish meter. The propagation outlook from SWPC. A coronal mass ejection led to poor propagation. On May 2nd, the ANK indices were predicted to be 18 and 4. Down to 8 and 3 by May 4th and 5 and 2 after May 8th. And another peak coming to 15 and 4 by May 23rd. Solar flux rising from 115 May 3rd to a peak of 205 May 15th and 16th. And down to 140 by May 25th. That's World of Radio 2241, with many thanks to all our contributors and stations. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.